We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:15 on this Friday morning, March 22nd. Highs today of about 74 degrees. The rain should be gone early, as I understand it. By noon, we should be drying out. And then, just perfect for the weekend, sunny, breezy, pleasant. Highs between 70 and 74 for the Palm Sunday weekend. So get out and enjoy it. It is currently... I had the temperature right in front of me just now, as a matter of fact. 63 degrees if you average them throughout the area. And we're going to talk about march-in rights. What are they? Anjali Deshmukh joins us, a pediatrician and assistant professor of law at the Georgia State University College of Law. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I think I told you this last time, but I admire people who have that left side and right side of the brain going where you can do medicine and law both. You are an amazing individual.
Well, it is so kind of you to say that, and I think I say it this last time, but I say it every time. I think it is an absolute privilege to do what I do, and I am grateful for the opportunity, and I'm so excited to be here to talk to you about something so important as drug pricing.
I have a hard time getting one side of my brain to break to work, let alone both. Break easy. I can get it to break very easily. Let's talk about march-in rights. What are march-in rights?
Yeah, so march-in rights are part of a larger effort to address high costs of drugs. And honestly, the price of drugs is a really big deal for our country. A study from the Department of Health and Human Services found that in 2022, the U.S. prices across all drugs, this is brand and generic, were nearly 2.78 times as high as prices in comparison countries. For brand drugs, it was at least 3.22 times as high as comparison countries, even after adjusting for rebates. Mm-hmm. So even though drugs are available first in the United States before they're launched in higher countries, we spend a higher and a growing share of total drug spending on new drugs compared to other countries. And honestly, as a physician, I can tell you a drug doesn't work if a patient doesn't take it. Mm. If a family's going to leave a drug on the shelf because they can't afford it, it doesn't matter how great the drug is. When the price is so high that patients can't afford it, we have to ask, is that innovation worth incentivizing? And honestly, there has been decades-long, multiple-part efforts to address the cost of drugs. March-in rights are one part of it. Recently, we've had the 2022 Inflation Reduction Act. That is another big part of the solution. But honestly, that's another conversation.
Yeah, you know,
we're focusing on march-in rights.
I think that's a relatively simple, obvious thing you said, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but it's something that we don't realize, and I'm glad you said that because it's obvious. Sometimes you can't see, as the cliche goes, the forest for the trees, because if you can't afford it, it's not doing you any good on the pharmacy shelf at all. It's a moot point. If you can't afford it, then what's the point, right?
Absolutely. And I will say that's what makes drug pricing really difficult, that there are so many different moving pieces. March-in rights in particular, they're complicated and they're controversial. And I'm going to break it down for you because part of the problem is that there's three different questions that we're asking here. So first, we're asking legally, can we do this? Under the law, how it's written, can we do this? The second question is, how is this going to work? What circumstances and price gouging are so egregious that we're going to trigger march-in rights to lower the drug pricing? And third, and this is probably the biggest question, should we even do this? will this have a meaningful impact on drug prices for Americans? Is this going to help or hurt innovation? And honestly, part of what makes this so complicated is that all of this is in flux, and how we answer one of these questions is changing, and that changes how we answer and think about all the others. So my big caveat is everything I'm going to say today is not final, and this is an evolving issue. But let's talk about the foundational question. What are Martin rights? It relates to a 1980 law, the Bayh-Dole Act, which really kicked off this public-private partnership for drug development and made it easier for inventions made by places like universities to be sold to private companies for commercialization. So Bayh-Dole permits individuals and entities that are known as contractors in the law to retain title to the invention that's derived from federally funded research. And it sets forth obligations of these contractors as well as the rights retained by the federal government. And one of the big rights that's retained under this 1980 law is for the ability of the federal government to take back that invention, this so-called Martin rights, if the companies don't commercialize the government-funded products. So think of it as something as a use-it-or-lose-it provision. If the U.S. taxpayer has funded a large part of the research to develop, let's say, a cure for cancer, and a company buys that cure and puts it on a shelf and doesn't commercialize it, the government has reserved these margin rights to come in and license the product to somebody who will commercialize it.
Okay, hang on. Let me take a break because you've given us a lot, Doc, and I'm going to try to digest everything you've said when you talk about commercializing the product. What does that mean? And then as it relates to the disparity that we pay with drug prices, paying higher prices here, it would seem as though if the government is funding the research for this or some of the research and then other countries are paying less, I would infer from that indirectly or directly the U.S. taxpayers are in a way offsetting other countries' prices for drugs. And not only are we allowing the companies to develop them or helping them to develop the drugs, but then we're paying more here while we subsidize other countries paying less, which is enough to make you pull what little hair, in my case, I have left out. But you can tell me if I'm on the wrong path here. We're talking to Dr. Anjali Deshmukh, a pediatrician, assistant professor of law at the Georgia State University College of Law. Prescription drug prices, it's complicated, and we'll have to come back one day and spend an hour on this with her. But we'll be back in a couple of minutes. 622 Traffic Now, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
627, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Just 3 minutes left with Dr. Anjali Deshmukh, who, please come back one morning at 9 o'clock Central. Doctor and Jordan will hook this up with you so we can really talk about this in detail because it's some complicated stuff. I guess maybe in the minutes that are left, are there some drugs that come to mind immediately that would be at the top of the list when it comes to the U.S. maybe using these march-in rights as allowed by the Bay-Dole Act of 80, whatever it was, 1982, I think?
Yes. So there's been a couple of drugs that have been proposed over, that have been challenged over the last few years. But I think it's worth remembering that march-in rights have never actually been used. Mm. So exactly how this will work is fairly controversial. There's something that you said that I think really hits the nail on the head. What does it mean to make a drug available?
And commercialize it, right?
Exactly. Like if we put the cancer drug on a shelf and no one can use it, we would obviously want the government to step in if we have the cure for cancer waiting there. But what about price? Is a $1 million drug really available? This isn't about the government taking any patent they want. It's really about a license. So the first company who's not commercializing the product can still make it, but we're just about making it available and commercializing it for patients. So really, government-funded research has long been debated about how that role should play in drug pricing. And for the last 40 years, the NIH has basically refused to consider march-in rights, even when a drug that taxpayers have contributed to is available, as in sold on the market, at extremely, excessively high prices. The Biden administration's framework is one factor to try to reduce the price. It would broaden this existing law so that the agency can, and I quote, consider at what price and what terms has the product utilizing the subject invention been sold or offered for sale in the United States. And we have just a few minutes left, and I would say the big controversy
seconds,
here,
really, Doctor. I'm sorry, but
second, then I will say this really quickly. There is a long-running legal, academic, and policy debate about the appropriateness of this, and if price is a reason to exercise marching rights. There's good arguments on both sides. Reasonable people can disagree, and I would love to come back and have a longer discussion about this with you. It's really an important issue and fascinating.
I promise we will invite you back for a 9 o'clock hour one day, because that's when we have more time to stretch and talk about this, because it seems like we're in a game of hold'em almost, where the drug companies aren't making any money if that product's sitting on the shelf either, right?
Well, that's what makes this complicated. If one product is sitting on the shelf, but other products are being sold that are less effective, they may still be making money. It's a very complicated system.
We'll talk about it.
It's never about one product.
We'll talk about it next time. Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to Jeff Palermo about LSU. When we come back right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.